A 2024 global population report indicates that South Sudan has a poverty rate of 82.3%, the highest in the world. This is an increase from 51% in 2009 and 66% in 2015 because of the hyperinflation and conflict. Mary Paul, a widow in Torit Town, says the government should stabilize the exchange rate of US dollar against South Sudanese pounds to help traders import more goods at affordable prices.
If the government is thinking about us, maybe it will help us, because all we need is help from the government as widows.
Lily Tarapia is another widow in Torit's high income residential area. She says she is struggling to feed her 7 children, adding that the country's hyperinflation has made life difficult.
Life those days in 2005 was not like this. Life was better. People used to get salary of 3,000 South Sudan pounds only, and it was enough. A sack of maize was at 300 South Sudan pounds, a sack of sugar at 150 South Sudan pound, and a jerry can of oil at 50 South Sudan pound. The money was enough to buy all these things, and you still remain with some money for other things like women contributions and paying school fees for the children. We used to eat 3 times a day. But now with the inflation in the country, it has ruined everything. Sometimes even getting porridge is hard and we go to bed hungry.
A study by Tufts University found that widows and their children in South Sudan face severe economic insecurity, including difficulties providing for the basic needs of their children. Some widows are inherited by their husbands' brothers to continue producing children. Rose Adong Marcelo, a widow in Murari village in Torit, says the situation in the country has overwhelmed some single mothers whose husbands have died.
A jar of maize or millet should have been at 2,000 South Sudan pound or 3,000 South Sudan pound. People without money cannot survive. Also, if you have someone who is sick, they cannot be treated because there are no drugs in the hospital. There is no law here. This is why we ran to the refugee camp in the first place. But we decided to come back, but nothing has changed. So we, the widows, will die with our children if nothing is done.
Mary Paul says before the rise in inflation, she used to stock food for her children, which is enough for 3 meals per day. But now even getting a meal is hard. And she is calling on the government of South Sudan to intervene to save lives. The conflict in Sudan has crippled South Sudan's oil industry, driving the country into bankruptcy. The governor of the Bank of South Sudan says the country's foreign reserves have dried up. Families across South Sudan are struggling to feed their families. Government employees have not received their salaries for 10 months, leading to abandoned government offices in Juba, 10 states, and the 3 administrative areas. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from the capital of Eastern Equatorial State, Torit.